It is Sunday best. We haven't done one for a while, not least because it's often a bit miserable, and the last thing you need is more misery, whereas currently it's a little less miserable and a little bit exciting. There was five games in the Premier League yesterday. There's the obvious one that we will get to, but we'll start off sort of having a little brief chat about Tottenham Hotspur versus Manchester United, in that it manages, Lola, to sort of send both sets of supporters home happy enough, I think. Tottenham supporters, they showed some courage. United showed some quality, I think, and some sense throughout the game. But it also, and we get to say this maybe now, shows why their business will be fourth to sixth. And it certainly for neither side will be third, second or first.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Although it is difficult. It's difficult to say those things out loud in front of Man United fans when they've just beaten us, because they're still kind of chest puffed out about that. But
yeah,
I do agree with you. I have a nagging worry about Man United, and it's been in the back of my head actually ever since Amorim became manager, because even though they've been awful, I'm more convinced that he is the guy than Ten Hag was. And I still can't really work out if they're good, even after seeing them beat us. I know the manager came out after the game and said they're still not very good. I can't really work out if Spurs are any good. They're the second top highest scorers in the league, I think. And they could have gone second yesterday, and yet there's a portion of the fan base that want the manager out. I think my only real firm conclusion from yesterday is that Mbeumo is very good. I'll give you that.
I think Mbeumo is very good, Carl. I think he's long been sort of demonstrably very good. You know, and there is at times almost grasping the moment can be the difference for some players between very good and approaching being pretty great. And I think Mbeumo, to me, looks like he's really happy playing for Manchester United. And then maybe, just maybe, that's something that Amorim has managed to crack from afar, is De Ligt suddenly looks like he's quite happy playing for Manchester United.
Yeah.
Ahmad looks like a Manchester United player. Mbeumo looks like a Manchester United player. And for a long time, it felt like anyone who came through the door who was theoretically a Manchester United player was actually in some way, shape or form a clown.